He's working on me because he loves me and because I'm a willing vessel. Did y'all hear the part of that song, being a willing vessel? I'm willing, Lord. One writer said, here I am, Lord, send me. I told Brother Jeff I didn't know when I'd be, as far as I know, I'll be here next Sunday night, but I've got some calls and different people's asked me to come, but I told him when I joined here, I said, if you need me, you let me know, and I'll counsel what I've got to be with you. Well, why would you do that, preacher? Because I'm a member of this church, and I ought to be a part of this church. Amen. I ought to be available when the church needs me. Maybe you'll get that on the way home. But we need everybody in our church to be available. Amen. You can't be available if you're not here. Amen. If you're here, you're available. I told Brother Blake a while ago, I love this place, and I love to see the way that God maneuvers people to do different positions and work them, amen? Yeah. I mean, we ought to be available, and then when God asks us to do something, we ought to be ready to do it.
That's right, brother.
And if you're not ready, there's a reason you're not ready. And if you're not ready, it's because you're not where you need to be. And that's what I want to preach to you about, Lord, being our helper. God gave me some thoughts a while ago. They're so good. I told Brother Blake, I said, I've run out of things to write on. And he tore off a piece of paper. And I said, it's so good. I got to write it down. I can't remember like I used to. There's a member here that I thought was somebody else this morning. Well, I wouldn't do that if I was you, preacher. Well, I went back and apologized. I said, I got you mixed up with somebody else. I just want you to know that I'm sorry, amen. Well, that comes, amen. But listen, when you love people, you respect people, amen. And you want them to know that you're not perfect. You make mistakes down here. Well, I'm not going to apologize to anybody. I'm not going to make mistakes. Yes, you will, amen. If you're in the will of God, you will apologize and you will make mistakes. And when you do recognize them, go ahead and let them know then, amen. Amen. Well, I feel good this morning. John chapter 13, if you would, verse 27. Stand to your feet for the reading of God's word. We'll pray and we'll preach whatever God lays on our heart. Just want to read the last five words in verse 27 of John 13. That thou doest, do quickly. Heavenly Father, as we bow before you once again, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the good service this morning, the wonderful Sunday school, our teacher, those that participated in the lesson this morning, God. I thank you, Lord, for a church that believes in the old-time way. We sung that song, Old-Time Religion, this morning. I leaned over and said, I'm glad I'm part of that old-timey way. God, when people pray and they worship in spirit and in truth, I've come this way to do thy will, Lord, this morning. I've never learned how to preach, God. I'm just trusting you this morning, but I pray this morning, if there's one ear lost this morning, I pray you'll deal with them, Lord. They'll come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. I still believe that's the only way people can get saved. I'm not in this new modern way, Lord. I believe they must be convicted, Lord, and they must be willing to come. I pray if they're here this morning, they're not where they need to be. I pray you'll deal with them. Encourage the church. Have your will in your way and bless your message. And all that you do, Lord, I will thank you and we'll praise you because we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. You may be seated. I want to preach this morning, God being my helper, on why we need to do quickly, Brother Mallory, what we're doing down here. The Bible said in the book of James, our life is but a vapor. He said it appeared for a little while, and then it went vanishes away, Brother Jeff. And we're not here for long. I believe the Bible said over there in the book of Genesis, he said 70 and 10. That's 70 years, Brother Mallory. You see if that don't hold up. Most people don't live past 70, amen. If you do, as a sister testified this morning about being her birthday, you've been blessed of God. Yes. If you live past 70, amen. Yes. You better thank God, amen. Why has God extended your day, Brother Donald? Because he needs you here, amen. You're a blessing to me, amen. It encourages me to keep going, amen.
Yes, right,
amen. I told a young preacher yesterday, called me, and I said, you want to know something about me? I surround myself with godly men and women of Christ, amen. You can't stay in the will of God by just a lot of yagging and going around with people that's worldly-minded, Brother Tom. promise, they will affect your life. Amen.
Yeah, they will.
The Bible said in Romans chapter 12, it said, be not conformed in this world, but be ye rather transformed by the renewing of your mind. In other words, there's some things you got to do to stay in the will of God. I don't believe you just come to church and stay in the will of God. I believe you got to live it at home. I believe you got to live it on your job. I believe you got to be the same person in here as you are out there. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Woo! What you do, do quick. First thing, I got three things and I'll be done. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're to fight a good fight, Brother Mallory. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I thought about that Sunday school lesson this morning, Brother Jeff. It was talking about why we're in the battle we're in. We're under siege. If you don't know it, the Christians are in a battle today. Well, the devil don't ever bother me. Don't tell me that. Don't you ever tell this preacher that. Because I'll look you square in the eye and I'll say, he's already got you.
Amen.
If he don't bother you, he's got you, amen. Brother, he got you exactly where he wants you. The dirty jokes don't bother you. Oh, I'm going to get somebody to play house today. I already know it, amen. I'm not in this for popularity. I'm in this because God called me, Brother Thomas. He told me, when you hear that stuff, to leave it alone, amen. You know what they call me on my job? Man of God. That's what the people call me that work for me. They could call me preacher. They could call me Christian. But they call me man of God. You know why? Because I don't do what they do. I don't say what they say. I don't dance to their dance. Glory to God, amen. You've got to be different, amen. You cannot be like the world. Woo! Fight the good fight. One person I want to mention, I'll move on quickly. What you do, do quickly. I want to mention about a little man of God named Daniel. The Bible said they'd taken the children of Israel and some of them into captivity. I don't know what they did with a lot of them, but I know they chose the select ones.
Yeah.
They chose them smart boys, them intelligent ones, them fair-looking kids, amen. They said, we're going to change your name. We're going to change your way. We're going to change your diet, amen. But there was one man that stood up and said, hey, I got a better way, amen.
Yeah, that's right, Randy.
The Bible said in chapter 1 that Daniel purposed in his heart that he would defile himself with a portion of the king's meat. You know what he said? I'm not eating what you eat. Now, he didn't disrespect that man that came to him. I can prove that in the Word of God. Because the Bible said he loved Daniel. But go ahead and disrespect them out there, Christian. They won't love you. But if you show them respect, no matter what they do, Brother Thomas, they will respect your walk. Amen. Go ahead and beat them up. Say, you're sorry you don't go to church. You're sorry you cuss. You're sorry you don't treat your wife right. They won't have no respect for you. But if you try this in precise, just love them. Just love them. Just love them. Just be a living example. That's what Romans chapter 12 said. He talked to the brethren over there. He said, brethren, hey, oh, thank you, Lord. I'm glad I'm in the brethren group, amen. Thank you, Brother Mallory. I'm glad I ain't in that group, the worldly-minded group, Brother Blake. I'm in the brethren group, amen. When they look at it, they say, that's a child of God, amen. You don't go around work with a sign around your neck. Daniel didn't either. He was taken into captivity. He said, hey, the king's going to deliver the meat and the wine for you to drink and eat. The world got all their Christmas parties coming on now. I can tell you example after example, and I ain't got the time and you ain't got it either. I just will tell you one quick war story, amen. I remember when I was at UPS, and they sent me to school, and they said, hey, every night we're going to get together at the bar, and we're going to talk about what happened in a class, a two-week class in Montebello, Alabama. I said, I won't be there. My boss came and said, well, what are you going to do, preacher? I said, I'll just sit in my room. He said, won't it be dull? I said, no, my word. Oh, thank God. I said, I'll have my Bible. I'll have the Word of God. They ain't nothing dull about this way. I told Blake, I said, this is a happy way.
Yeah.
God, people ought to be happy people. We ought to enjoy ourselves. faith man. You ain't gonna win nobody the Lord. Go around. Oh, what a hard battle. I had to raise 2 grandkids. Oh, I gotta raise another. No! Say thank God, amen. It may be a burden, but God's given me that burden. And he said, give them to me. And I'll help you carry them, amen. That woe is me Christian attitude. Don't give me that junk. I don't want it. You, Brother Mallory, give me something happy. Amen. Jeff's talking about going to Mexico. I want you to enjoy your trip, but don't drink the water. See, I told y'all I'm having a good time this morning. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, it's a good way. Amen. We can go. He can go out of town, have a good vacation. Amen. I pray for him every day because he ain't in the pulpit. I pray for him when he's not in the pulpit. I mention his name every time I pray. Amen. Bless my pastor. Bless him. I know what he goes through. I've seen some evidence of people's arms begin to sink because people wouldn't help him. I ain't forgot about Daniel. Y'all bear with me, I might go 20 minutes. Bible said, hey, King's providing this. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. I'm fixing to tip some people off right now. Oh, Lord, please help me, Lord. Oh, Blake. You get to be old-timing freaks like this, amen. I don't care if your boss offers it to you. I don't care if it's required by the company. They are things that we don't have to compromise in. Yeah. We don't have to take what they take. We don't have to do what they do. Right. It's required, not by my book.
That's right.
Hey, in the wrong book. Bible says, look not upon the wine, amen. When it's red and all that stuff. In other words, hey, it's alcohol, which has been fermented. I'll tell you right now, that don't bother some preachers, amen. It bothers me, amen. You ever get drunk one time, you'll remember the taste, and you won't want that taste anymore. Oh, thank God, I'm drinking from another fountain, amen. That old stuff's gone away. He said, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new, amen. You won't want it. Daniel said, he didn't disrespect that man. He said, let's just have a contest. He said, give me 10 days, I believe it was, Blake. Wasn't it 10 days? Is that right? 10 days. He said, just give me some pulse and some water. Pulse is some kind of beans, the way I understand the word of God. Amen. Don't sound too good eating. Just give me some beans. They're eating steak over there in the palace. They're serving steak. I'm just as natural as y'all. I'm just a man that flesh you. I want it to stay. But I say, I want Daniel, amen. Daniel said, I don't want your steak. Oh, God. Man, he said, I'm going to have some beans and water. He said, come back 10 days. We'll see whose countenance is fair, amen. 10 days he ate the beans, amen. He drunk the water, amen. And came back 10 days. I wonder who looked the best. I believe them old wine bibblers, amen. Them old drunkards, amen. Had a hangover. Oh, Daniel was said, look at me, glory to God. Oh, thank God. Don't I look good, amen. I've got the right stuff, amen. He fought the good fight. I got to hurry. Thank you, Lord. I believe we ought to be faithful. That's number two. That's what God gave me sitting on the bench. He gave me that scripture and he just added to it and I just wrote it down. I'm smart enough to listen to him. Ain't you, Blake? Listen to him. He knows the way. Well, don't write him out, preacher. Do what you want to do. I had old time the preacher said, brother, you don't need to make no notes. You don't need to have no notes. Just get up there and follow the Spirit. I said, hey, let me tell you something. I said, what do you think I'm doing when I'm writing it down? I said, let me see your Bible. You got things written in the margin, Lord of God? Well, sure you do. What's the difference, Tracy? Amen. They'll criticize you because they're jealous of you. Amen. I want you to, when you leave this place, I want you to know what I preached. I want you to go out and say, what did he say? I preached on what you do quickly.
Yeah,
and fight the good fight. And be faithful, amen. Faithful means not just to the house of God. They sometimes I can't come, Brother John. But I promise you I'm praying. I'm praying for my church and other churches. That's being faithful. We can't do everything we want to do. We can't be in church all the time, my Brother Jimmy. But I tell you what, we've been faithful in prayer. We've been faithful. fervent prayer. And the Bible said the effectual fervent, oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm a righteous man. Well, about much. I believe that's the kind of man Daniel was. Amen.
Yeah,
he's a praying man. I'm almost done.
Yes,
thank you for that, Jim. Come on to the piano. Come on. I'm almost done. Be faithful. Fervent in prayer. And the last one, not come to close. Stand your feet, I'm done. Stand your feet. You need to follow me. Because it's what you do, you got to do quickly, brother. You know why, Tracy? I can give you one scripture, I can give you 100. But the one that comes to my mind, Sister Lois, is when Peter was over there. And the Lord was talking to him. And he was telling him. He said, Peter, lovest thou me? Yeah, Lord, I love you. He said, feed my lambs. That's why men ought to be faithful. Just because this little baby that's coming up, they need to be fed too. They can't even feed yet. That's how you give them milk. But one day me and you will be gone, Brother Roland. And they'll be eating on the meat if they stay in the house of God. You'll get off the meal, okay? And you'll get on the meat, amen. And you begin to draw strength, amen. Glory to God. But he told Peter, he said, feed my lambs. He asked him again, he said, Peter, lovest thou me? And he said, feed my sheep. He asked him again. And Peter said, Lord, you know I love you, amen. He's tired of that question. He said, feed my sheep. Then God, Jesus was God, whether you know it or not.
Amen.
When you talk about him, you're talking about God. When you see the Lord, you saw God. He told him that one time also. He said, when you was young, Peter, you'd gird yourself, go wherever you wanted to go. He said, but you don't get old. He said, when you get old, he said, another's going to come forth, and he's going to gird you, and he's going to take you to another place, thereby signifying his death. So you better do what you do quickly, amen. You better do these three things. You better follow him. You better fight the good fight. You better be faithful, amen. If you're here this morning and you're not doing those three things, as Nick sings this first verse, you ought to be moving right now. Sing, Brother Nick. You say, preacher, I need to do these things. Why don't you come right now, amen. Glory to God. Come on.
There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else could heal all our souls' diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggle. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one.
Good fight? No, I hadn't always fought it. Have you jumped out of the battle a few times? Have you always fought him? No. I'm confessing to you this morning that this preacher hadn't always done these three things. Have you always been faithful? No. But there's nothing in this book that if you're trying to live right, will hurt you. If you're here this morning, you say, preacher, I don't know the Lord. I can't do these things. If you want to ask me to pray for you, and the church will pray for you this morning, say, preacher, I'm not saved. I need to be saved. And I want to do those three things and more. Would you just lift up your hands and say, preacher, I'm not saved. One hand going up. Is anybody else? Preacher, I'm not saved. I can't do those things till I get saved. You're wasting your time trying to do them until you get saved. You're here this morning and say, "Preacher, I want a closer walk with the Lord. I'm not where I need to be with the Lord. I'm not a witness on my job like I should be." Just slip up your hands and say, "Preacher, will you pray for me? Preacher, I want a closer walk with the Lord. I need to be closer." One hand going up. Anybody else? "I want a closer walk with the Lord, preacher. Will you pray for me?" Hand still going up. Are you exactly where you need to be with the Lord right now? If the Lord was to come back right now, could you look up or would you have shame in your life? Say, "Preacher, I'm not. Would you pray for me? If the Lord was to come back, I need prayer." "Preacher, I have lost loved ones, and I'm afraid they don't have any confidence in me because of the life I live around them. And I want them to have confidence in me so they can get saved. Preacher, would you pray for me?" Just slip up your hands. Say, "Preacher, I want to be as close as I can be." Hands going up. Hands still going up. You can raise your hand. And you that raised your hand, if the Lord has pricked your heart this morning, I know you can pray exactly where you're at. But if you feel led by the Lord to come to this altar and pray, I'm going to turn this invitation over to Brother Jeff. Why don't you come right now with the next verse? Come on, Brother Jeff. Why don't you come right now?
No friend like Him is so high and holy. No, not one. No, not one. And yet no friend is so meek and lowly. No, not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one, no, not one.
As he plays softly, and these are still praying, "What thou doest, do quickly." John prayed, he said, "Even come, Lord Jesus, quickly." Might not be exact words he said, but he said, "Come, Lord Jesus, and even come quickly." He wanted this thing to get over with, history, and go to heaven. What is quickly? You ever thought about that? I don't think a lot of people even know what the word quickly means. Not trying to embarrass my kids, but even at work sometimes I'll tell God, I said, "Run out the warehouse real quick, quick as you can, and get that number off the, I'm on the phone with the vendor, and I need it real quick." Here you go. Walking, and I'm looking out now, walking over the luggage, Brother Brandon, the hall.